Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American, and we speak to her on Monday mornings. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine, as we get, you know, halfway decent weather. You know?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. But that Saturday was a surprise. There was nothing here, and I drove north, and
boom.
My goodness.
There it was.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, anyways, before we get started, I want to remind everybody about two things. First of all, today is Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Oh.
And Kent Memorial Library has something going on today from 2 to 3:30 in celebration of his birthday. They'll be reading his books and making wacky crafts. So, If you've got a kid and you don't have anything to do with the kid today, there's something to do for Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Good old Dr. Seuss.
And make them green eggs and ham.
Right, and striped hats.
That's right. All right, Ruth. Well,
all right, what was the second thing?
Well, the second thing is something that you're going to be covering, and that's the Region 1 Board of Education. And over the weekend, there have been people sending out emails about football being eliminated at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, along with other programs that are meeting substantially declining enrollment.
Yeah, I did see your little post there, and there were varying opinions.
Yeah. Well, it's what I said when they stopped football altogether for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to rebuild it when you have a small school population. Impossible.
Yeah.
It was the death knell of the football program then.
Yeah.
And they've tried to bring it back, but you just can't. Now, you know, once you let it go,
with so few kids. So.
Yeah.
Too bad. Real tradition at Housatonic, but. Times change.
We'll see what happens. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You got to deal with that. But, I mean, you guys have – this is a very, very, very busy week once again.
It is a busy week. Well, we're starting, as you said, with Region – well, we start with Salisbury Selectmen first and then Region 1. And, of course, the big news this week is that Superintendent Pam Vogel is announced her retirement. That was quite a meeting. ABC did a lot of – in that short time.
There was a lot of foot dancing.
Lots of stuff. But she will be returning to Iowa at the end of this school year. She's been here 5 years, 2 as assistant and 3 as superintendent. And there were tears. There were hugs when she made her announcement at the ABC the other night. For some, it's been a tumultuous, you know, few years. There were her institution of the grading, different grading practices and scheduling. There were some tumultuous meetings, but things have sort of calmed down now, and it'll be interesting to see whether the boards do a search or just name the assistant superintendent, move Lisa Carter into the spot. We don't know at this point, but they're meeting on March 11th, ABC, to start the process.
Yeah, I had a call because I mentioned my pleasure about her leaving, and someone called up, and they wouldn't go on the air, though, so I promised to them, and I did. I got on there and talked about it. They supported her, and so I said, hey, listen, I'm not going to say there aren't people out there that supported what she did. I'm just saying that there's a lot of people, including myself, who thought that she did harm to the region, and wish no ill will to her. Go back to her family and stuff, and have a successful rest of the life. There's no ill will here involved at all. It's just a question of whether you like the job she did or not. You know, that's all.
And as with football, many different opinions,
yeah.
I'm sure. But we have been through this before with searches, and we'll decide. Again, I can only hope that the process is as transparent as it could be. I think that's what makes, that's what folks want. They want to be at least heard.
So the Region 1 board meets tonight.
Yeah. Also at that meeting, they've decided to let Kent kids play in part of the regionalized middle school program. The Kent board asked if it could, they wanted to retain its own teams down here, but they also want to have the kids be able to do other things that are being offered, like robotics and the art garage. And some members, including the chairman, David Valson of Salisbury and Catherine Tadgey of Cornwall, were against it. They said it should be all or nothing, but the others said, no, let's not be punitive, and let's Braceham, and so 4-2, and Kent will be able to participate. Also at that meeting, they talked about the calendar. There's still concerns about too many days off for PD, and but it looks as if there are a couple of fewer days this next year, so it probably will pass. Region 1 is the one who, Region 1 board passes that one. And then there was a whole discussion about the lawyers. They're trying to, they're interviewing, as we know, at the end of this month for law firms. We've had Shipman and Goodwin for the last 15 or so years. Some people feel it's time, well, it is good business practice to at least put up out RFPs.
So. And see who responds, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And always good for whomever, lawyers or architects or whatever. And so five firms will be interviewed at the end of this month. So,
all right.
Busy meeting. Yep. Busy meeting. And had a busy weekend. Did you know that the Alzheimer's Association is teaming up with Lime Rock Park this year?
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is wonderful. That's
their main charity of the year.
Their charity of the year, and everything is going to be focused on raising funds for Alzheimer's. The pace car is going to be purple and all sorts of things. And there was a kickoff at the Falls Village Inn on Saturday, when having people sign up to volunteer in whatever aspect they chose, and lots of people came out, which was good. There were other things going on this weekend. The chili dinner, always popular at Sharon Woman's Club, that was packed. Great start of a program at the Sharon Historical Society. They're doing oral histories, but they're letting the public listen in. And this past week, it was Barky Prindle being interviewed by Brian Ross, and we could watch and listen, and you can imagine Barky's take on life.
And I think, isn't Ed Kirby next, I think?
He is. Ed Kirby is next, the 28th, and then Mary is in April, his wife. You know, obviously longtime folks from the area, and had Barky was very interesting, had a lot of good stuff to say. So it was a busy weekend, needless to say. And as we know, looking ahead, tonight's our Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, and Region 1. Tomorrow, Maria Horn will be at Noble at 5:30 p.m. talking about the legislative session coming up.
And I should remind people that because Maria Horn's speaking tomorrow and the Town of North Canaan Fire District annual meeting is tomorrow at 7, the Exchange Club dinner meeting has been canceled. Next meeting is Tuesday, March 17th, just because they didn't want to interfere with those meetings.
Yeah. Just who says there's nothing, you know, our old mantra, who says there's nothing going on here?
Oh, yes.
And the Salisbury Band tonight, I think, is kicking off their season
with their rehearsals
at the Wardell Room.
Yep.
Man.
we have Salisbury Forum on Friday night at the high school. A professor from Brown is going to be talking about politics. And Mad Gardeners is Saturday at the high school as well.
Isn't that amazing that the Mad Gardeners are back?
Yes.
Already, I mean, it's been going on a long time, and folks, you can Google them and find out if there's room, but that sells out very, 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 very quickly. I'd be surprised if there's any place left, any spaces left. Really.
Always crowded.
But check anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Good thought, Jill. But I think it's the start of what people hope is spring.
Right. Well, you know, when there's that very. There's that very dark, dry season where nothing's you wait for the catalogs and you clean your tools. And
right.
Mad Gardeners essentially signifies it's like, all right, it's coming.
Okay, it's time. Yeah. You can.
And the Sharon Playhouse had a full house once again for their special, which they did on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it may be the dregs of the end of winter, but I'll tell you what, there's just always something going on.
Yep. Yeah, for those of us who cover these things, we can attest to that, no doubt. And also next week is daylight saving, correct?
Right.
Exactly.
And so
Sunday.
Well, 2 a.m., right. Yeah. So it's going to be 20 to 10 right now.
Mm. Well, you know, also, folks, I posted up on our station's Facebook page and on my personal Facebook page, Pam Vogel and Hoosonic Valley Regional High School for Region 1 issued a big letter how they're going to deal with the possible effects of the coronavirus. So that is all in print and up there for people to see. You can get it at the Region 1 website. You can get it on.
Lots sent out to every parent, staff member.
And you also had a news story about Connecticut being able to test.
Well, Connecticut now, is able to test. So if they don't have to wait. What's been happening is people who are suspected that the tests have had to go to the CDC, and then it would take 5, 6, 7 days. Now Connecticut has the approval where the testing could be done in Connecticut, and you get the test back in 1 day or 36 hours.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So knowing that, and you know what is interesting is once you pierce the layer of the news franticity, a new word I'm making up, then you can actually just deal with it.
Lots of people affected, even here. I was talking to folks who have kids abroad, wondering whether they're going to have to come home or just all sorts of it's affecting lots of people.
Oh, the unintended consequences.
Yeah. Marshall, just one other, the Interlaken Inn brunch is this Sunday for Habitat.
It's for Habitat. That. And we come up, we're the last brunch that they have to benefit for us.
Is that the 22nd or the 29th?
29th, I think it is.
Yeah. Okay, and lots of Lenten lunches and talks. Check calendars for that.
All right.
Very busy.
All right, Ruth. Well, get out there with those roller skates.
And happy almost birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.